Hello, my name is Charlotte Fontaden, and I'm working as a project manager for the network Explore Brussels.
The main style of architecture in Brussels in the 19th century was neoclassical. And then at the end of the century, we had the flowering of Art Nouveau. But meanwhile, from 1840 until the First World War, there was a movement called the Eclectic Movement of Architecture, which to me sounds like you're putting a bunch of styles together. So what is that?
So it was a style that kind of responded to this very sober, white, and geometrical style, and which developed a style which was much more in the decor, putting different styles from the past together and reinterpreting it, and giving each building an individual character. We have buildings with a great variety of use. So you have churches like the St. Maria Church in Schaerbeek. Then you have one of the major buildings in Brussels, like the Palace of Justice, the Bourse. And also you have industrial buildings. You have a porcelain factory in Ixelles and private homes as well. So there was a very great variety of buildings built in this eclectic style.
And now this Brussels Biennial of Eclectic Architecture, what are people going to see?
You will have two weekends. The first weekend is more concentrated to the northern part of Brussels. And there in Schaerbeek, you would have a very, very nice private house, which is called Campioni Mansion. And it's a private building. A family lives there. And it's a very, very well preserved building with a lot of original wood furniture and a very beautiful facade. And this is one of the little treasures that people could discover at a very rare occasion, because normally it's occupied by a family. And then you also have the Hotel du Gouverneur de la Banque Nationale, so it's the former mansion of the governor of the National Bank of Belgium. This is also a very beautiful interior. So something which is really important for us is also the accessibility for people with impairments. So we also organize guided tours in sign language and also guided tours which are adapted to blind and people with a visual impairment. And new also this year, we offer guided tours for people with a mental handicap. And also we indicate all the places which are accessible for people in a wheelchair. So this is something which is really important for us, to be able to share those beautiful buildings, which is as large a public as possible. We organize those biennials to sensitize people around the variety and the richness of different architecture styles in Brussels. And it's just the second edition. But we managed to convince quite some interesting places to open their doors. It's very special a moment also to be able to get into those buildings which are often closed to public. And so we're very happy to be able to share little hidden treasures of Brussels with the public in October.
This is from the 7th to the 15th of October. It's two weekends. And if people Google BBEA, they should be able to get the website address.
BBEA stands for Brussels Biennale of Eclectic Architecture, and you will find all the information online about our program.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.